evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another Pod Hour with your hosts, Sleazy and Cheesy.
We are the Pod People.
Well, hello everybody. It's hard to believe, I know, but this is actually podcast 3 by
Number
Jesus
3, count them. 1, 2, 3.
Don't be too excited. So,
no, be excited. Yeah, be very excited.
We'll be very. Oh, by the way, we've had some feedback from Master Paul Mitchell on the last podcast, and he said that it was just like being in the room with us, and being there in an evening, but without having to be.
Oh, nice.
Which kind of. How do you take that, Sleaze?
That's a bit of an insult, I think.
Yeah. Now, I do believe, Cheese, that you've got a selection of things to talk about.
Yes, things on tonight's show to listen out for. We'll be discussing strange sleeping arrangements. We'll be talking about scatological encounters. Mark, you'll be...
I'll be talking about universities and pavements.
Sorry, Sleaze.
So,
universities and pavements.
Yes.
And then we'll be also talking about alien sex. There's one for you, Dan. So, without further ado, Darday,
it's time for a toss!
Time for a toss! It's time for a toss!
Yeah, I wrote it down.
Your heads.
Right,
okay.
I know that now.
I'm Tails.
Yeah.
It's toss time. Oh, sorry. Okay.
Right.
Tails. Oh, that's me!
That's you. That's Hooray! You.
Okay, so I start.
We'll be right back.
Well, right. Come on, I've no idea that is.
That was called iRobot. No, sorry, that's wrong. They're called iMonster. And that track was called Something's Coming, a really good, weird band.
Yeah, I don't know that.
Okay, Mark, right, yeah. It's your choice. You've got me there. Yeah. I haven't a bloody clue who that is.
Yeah, you're right about the era. I think it's late 70s, early 80s. Yeah, okay. It was Kansas, the remix by Wolfgang Press.
And now, once now, oh no.
Ava Brown.
Now we're going to... No, she's not one of them. We're going to play two girly tracks by two girl singers, recent girl singers, that Mark will not have a clue who they are, I bet.
Girly songs, la 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 la. Girly songs, girly songs, la 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 la.
You've been acting awful tough lately, smoking a lot of cigarettes lately.
Catherine Jenkins.
Just a little bit.
that fat Charlotte woman church thing.
Fat Charlotte woman church thing.
It's okay to say you got a weak spot. You don't always have to be on top. Better to be hated than loved, loved, loved for what you're not. You're vulnerable, you're vulnerable. You are not a robot. You're lovable, so lovable. But you're just trouble. Guess what?
Winifred Atwell.
Yes. So that was the first one. Should we stop this?
Come and open up your folding chair next to me. My feet are buried in the sand, and there's a breeze. There's a shadow, you can't see my eyes. And the sea is just a wetter version of the skies. Let's get a silver bullet trailer and have a baby boy. I'll safety pin his clothes all cool and you'll graffiti up his ties. I got a perfect body. Sometimes I forget. I got a perfect body, 'cause my eyelashes catch my sweat. Yes, they do. They do. Ooh, 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 salted water to cover up my ears. But every time the tide come in to take me home, I get scared. Now I'm sitting here alone, dreaming of the dolphin song. Don't be so down, don't make frowns, you silly clown. Just come and open up your folding chair next to me. My feet are buried in the sand and there's a breeze. There's a shadow, you can't see my.
Yes,
sorry, sorry. Yes, and her friend, Claudia, that's right, little Polish girl. We don't know why. I said, how do you know her? And she said, well, we sleep together. And I said, oh, what? Are you gay then? She said, no, we just sleep in a bed with five people. I went, what? She said, there's five in the bed.
Economical. I said, all women.
All, that's what I said, all women.
Obvious question.
Yeah. And they said, no, there's
she one. She said, can
bloke.
I come? Got any videos?
Hang on,
yeah, can I come?
Yeah, she said, there's one bloke whose name's Rodrigo.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah, but she really was sleeping in a bed.
Well, apparently, yeah.
What was the metaphor?
And I said, what happens
what's
when. She said, there's no touching, you know, Rodrigo and the four girls, there's no touching.
Well, he's just lying there with a big stiff leg. When you see women each side of
him. The big tent. In the middle
and
of the
bolster each side of him.
No, that's what a middle class English
would be. And then I said to her, what happens when one of you got a boyfriend that you bring home? And she said, well, none of us have boyfriends. It would spoil it because we're like Sex and the City.
Fucking hell.
Who told you this?
It's girl in the bee's mouth.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
And she said, I said, what does Rodrigo do? And she said, he's a musician. He plays tunes on frozen vegetables.
Exactly.
And I'm going, what? Yeah, so I said, has Rodrigo ever had sex with any of you? And she said, no, but there was one time when there was just three of them in the bed, right? Rodrigo and two girls. And one girl said she started hearing this sort of sucking noise. And decided she had to sort of pretend she was asleep while the bed's heaving up and down. And
the tent became on. Alien sex?
Yeah. Are we on?
Yeah.
Where are we going? Right.
Get on with it, you twat.
Okay, some stories of alien sex. In 1976, cowman Liberata Annabelle Quintero was forced by several small beings into a UFO near his home in El Banco, Colombia. After losing consciousness, he found himself being massaged by three naked alien women. They were very hairy and barked like a dog when he had intercourse with them. The case of jazz singer Pamela Stonebrook demonstrates the otherworldly complexity of these experiences. From 1993 onwards, she had numerous frightening dreams about being medically examined by aliens in a cold and detached fashion. After 8 months of this, she woke to find a handsome blonde man making love to her. Through telepathy, he informed her that she was safe, and then he shapeshifted into a snake skin structure.
What? A giant
snake skin reptilian alien. Must have given her a fucking shot. Okay, so what are you going to delight
okay, well, I was, I'm going to follow on this theme of kind of
crap.
Female pop. So,
please, no opinions.
This is my choice.
lost my tongue. Chord shapes in air. Oppress that dissonance if we dare. And you breathing in, finesse and innocent from a party in.
This is a good morning story for people. The good morning story for people.
Yes.
Hey you.
Yes, after a long night staying awake, my wife went to bed, not without telling me, to do some shopping 6 o'clock in the morning. 6 o'clock in the morning on the market. It was a beautiful late summer morning, and I appeared. And I appeared on the market when the business just got started.
But not
my first stand I contacted was owned
for me
by a kind younger gentleman.
But not
and who is usually under strict control
for me.
Good willing control of his beloved mother. As soon as the steaks disappeared in my bag, the droning sound of a church bell stood beside me. Must be an early morning wedding, I thought for myself. If only the bells wouldn't have sounded so low and so single. Oh, and Sing the Bell announced more, the return of a grandmother from earth to earth and dust to dust. Or was it just 6 o'clock? The last tone just faded away between the tomatoes and potatoes when the shadow of a tiny nun rose up out of nothingness. And they were accompanied
what
with such confidential words as... Beautiful flowers, and
thinning and what's thinning and what's thinning? Yes, good Lord, she must be a man's.
For me.
Yes, good Lord, she must be a man's.
But not.
Yes, good Lord, she must be a man's best.
For me.
Best friend.
Okay, that first track was actually Imogen Heap under the name of Frou Frou doing Breathe In, a John Watkins remix.
Very good.
And the second one was Holger Zucchi with a track called Good Morning Story, and that's about 1984.
Mm. Send them to me.
I think it's time we played some 2BC, our favourite band, didn't
we? Okay. Should we toss for it?
Let's toss.
It's time for a toss.
Time for a toss. It's time for a toss.
Okay, yeah.
If you were half-hearted, it's tails.
That's two in a row.
Both of them.
If you were half-hearted,
I saw that bloody
my
one.
Choice.
I bloody saw it.
Describe eating ice cream.
Ice cream. And it sort of melts and it's all creamy, but it's got a really nice texture and a perfect temperature. And then maybe it's got something a little bit solid in it, so that once all the melty, slidey stuff is dispersed, you've got like a Malteser or a raisin or something to chew on. Something to chew on. It just makes the pleasure last forever. Makes the pleasure last forever. Good ice cream is knob out.
And now introducing a lovely new track by the Demented Cockroach.
Sad Fuckers!
Sad Fuckers!
worst fat rappers, all covered in bling. Can't dance, can't write a melody, and can't fucking sing. And mums and giant 4x4s taking their precious kids to schools. They never need to go off-road, they're gas-guzzling fools. It's Becky Little Herbert, whose little life revolves around fantasy gaming conventions, and wizards, elves and trolls. You dog walkers who follow your precious poops and stoop to pick up the newly extruded warm brown smelly snobby poop. With groaning shells of tat, you make yourself skate by Franklin, meet you stupid fucking twat. People who shop on QVC who never leave their recliners, stacking up their credit cards and scratching their vaginas. People who write the Argus about wheelie bins and cycle lanes, is that all you can think about to occupy your brains? Wankers who believe that in a previous life they weren't dung-encrusted peasants but bloody Ramesses and life. Women tortured by Vogue and Elle. Your looks and hair can never compare, but you'll still buy the new air gel. The middle-aged man on garage band thinking he's so cool, making music that no one plays, the sad deluded fool.
Two BC, two wonderful tracks from our favourite
band. Very different to each other as well.
The first one was Ice Cream, starring Miss Sarah Kelly.
God, yes. And the second one was Sad Fuckers, a favourite of mine.
Which leads us nicely on to It's Time for a Moan, isn't it?
Yes, it's the jingle.
Yes, the jingle.
I'm fed up with this, and I'm fucking sick of that. She's just a pain, and he's a fucking twat. But are these opinions mine alone? Let's find out, it's a grand mal.
Yeah. Oh, I'm still recording.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Cyclists on pavements. Fucking hell. I mean, there you are walking on the pavement, you know, and you have to actually look, you know, when you do anything now, you've got to look behind you because there's some bastard shooting along, you know, like, usually with a real attitude to them. And,
they have a horrible aura of self-righteousness because they're on a bike.
What's up with you, granddad? You know, something like that. Because you're on the fucking
pavement.
You got wheels. It's a fucking road you go
on. Just look at my carbon footprint. It ain't got one.
I mean, you know, if they don't want to go on the road, they're too fucking scared, so they don't bother cycling, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
walk. Get a bus.
Yeah, so I really hate that. And people walking along the bloody... On the footpath in front of the bloody mobile phones texting, and then look where the fucking going. You've got to get out there, bloody way. yes,
I do that a lot.
That's so annoying. And also, people at queues. This is it's their turn. The bloody phone goes. Oh no, John. Excuse me a minute. You know, there's a whole bloody queue behind. The teller behind the thing waiting. You know. Oh yeah. Well, hang on a minute. I'm just at the bank. All right. You know. And then what's that, John?
You're all right. Can I have my moan now? Bloody hell. You do go on, don't you?
Fucking
right, hell. My moan concerns... last week I was in my new studio in New England House. It's a big block full of studios, offices, blah, 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 right? I'm getting to the point here.
So what?
I thought I'd go to the loo for a piss. I go to the loo, and I don't like to piss in the pissoir.
In case
someone comes and stands beside me.
Pissing in private is always best.
So I usually go into a cubicle.
Yeah, so number two.
To pass my water. And so I go into the first cubicle, look at the bowl, there's this enormous fat turd sticking right out the water. Is it humongous?
Well, actually out the water. Like
yeah, out the fucking water.
Is there something need to know fucking
it is, yes. And I thought, I'm disgusting.
So
there's three cubicles. I went to the next cubicle, right? There's another fucking turd sticking out of the water. Look, from the same guy. Is that possible?
Like a U-boat.
Detained, yeah. And then I was just about to try the third cubicle. It sounds like a fairy tale. And this businessman came out with a suitcase. Right? I thought, well, I'm not going there. It's probably him. He's probably laid three logs in there in every fucking cubicle. But... What sort of a mentality does somebody have to go have a shit and not flush it?
Bam bam, mon chasse-place, j'ai sûrement lié à bouffer sa langue en buvant trop mon whisky. Quant à moi, peu dormi, vie débris, mais j'ai dû dormir dans la gouttière où j'ai eu un flash. Chez moi, poupée de cellophane, cheveux chinois, à sparadrap, une gueule de bois, a bu ma bière dans un grand verre en caoutchouc, comme un indien dans son igloo. Ça plane pour moi, ça plane pour moi, ça plane pour moi. S'envoyer du paillasson, limer, ruiner, vider, combler. You are the king of the divan, qu'elle me dit en passant. Ooh, I am the king of the divan. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. Comme un grand connard.
plane pour moi.
Plastic Bertrand, who recently claimed not to have sung on that or on any of his first three albums, apparently.
It's worse than Bloody Milli Vanilli.
Well, folks, that was the first part. I hope you enjoyed it. The second half's a real stormer too. We've got Scatology, we've got banging tunes, but first, a word from our sponsors.
Since the dawn of time, mankind has looked to nature for answers. After years of painstaking research, we at Laboratoire Borneo have discovered a natural way to exfoliate. Containing guarana, banana, iguana, and piranha, and our own special secret active ingredient, machete milk is kinder to your body and the planet. With modern remedies leaving their mark on the environment, discover the natural way.
Exfoliate, don't defoliate.
Machete milk. It cuts a path through your jungle.
Containing no GCSEs.
Okay, it's my go, I think. Right, okay, I'll find something now.
You know that my tears have kept me. With you.
Yeah. Okay, that was Yellow with Shirley Bassey doing The Rhythm Divine. Okay, we're going to play a track by 2BC, so time for the jingle for Akashic.
Johnny's hand. Good Lord, man. It's all covered with a thick rope of hair. It's all covered with a thick rope of hair. The thick rope of hair.
Welcome once again to the magic world of radio.
From Atlantic to Pacific, folks are saying Prowl's terrific. Miss Helen Durnagel of Scarsdale, New York says,
I decided to try Jell-O chocolate pudding. It only took me a few minutes to whisk it up, and when supper time came, there it was. Well, my husband came right back for the second helping. Said it was the most delicious pudding I had ever made. So then I told him about it. Told him that I had used the new Jell-O chocolate pudding.
Flavor, nutrition, economy. Economy.
nutrition, economy.
Grandmother's going to bed.
Flavor, nutrition, economy. According to a nationwide survey of thousands of people, the two things most wanted in a laxative are first, speed, and second, gentleness.
Well, then you can depend on Speedy Salopatica to bring exceptionally gentle relief, and usually within an hour.
Remember that when you wake up feeling dull and headachy because you need a laxative, and take that famous saline, Salopatica, right away. So you can see, with Salopatica, it's not necessary to wait till night to take the laxative needed in the morning, and consequently, not necessary to risk feeling miserable all day. Economy.
Sing with Hairy Palms or something about werewolf. And Mark?
And while mine was flavour, nutrition, economy.
So, now what?
Now what? I don't know. Well, geez, I think you've got another amusing anecdote.
Do you know, I have, Steve.
Do tell.
Well, I will. this is an incident that happened to me many years ago when I was living in London as a suave, handsome playboy about town. thank you.
Difficult to imagine, though, actually.
Yes, thank you, thank you. No pictures, please. And at the time, I had a great mop of slick. Yeah, thank you, Mark.
like what I had.
Yeah, and I went to a party, and I was getting on rather well with this young lady who was at the party. Because I was young and handsome, with mops and all that. Yeah, yeah. And I needed a piss, so I said to her, "Oh, I'm just going to get a drink. Would you like another drink?" She said, "Oh, yes, please." So I thought, I'll nip up, have a piss, and then get the drinks. So I went upstairs, and
is this a true story?
Yeah, it's a true story.
Gone wrong.
Into the toilet, right?
As you
and
do.
There's this enormous turd sticking
out. Oh, no! You're haunted by the turds.
I'm haunted by enormous turds.
They follow you around.
They do.
In India, they must have been there as well.
Maybe I upset the god of turds or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, so there's this enormous turd sticking out of the bowl. I thought, I'll try to flush it away.
Something
wasn't
strange
moving.
Is going on, man.
So I thought, I'll just have a piss anyway. Flushed it again, still wouldn't move. Walked out of the bog, and the girl was standing there waiting to go in.
You finished.
And I thought, oh no.
You aren't going to believe this, but that's not mine.
I can't think of anything to say.
It's not mine.
It's not mine. Okay, this is a track for Chris, who had his 60th birthday last week. He's a big fan.
Gotta go. I hope you're ready, 'cause take a look outside. Don't mind.
away. We'll leave the city folk, they'll have to stay. Don't have to pack a thing, just get away. Gotta go, get away. Take a look at that deep blue sea. Don't you think it looks great? Not a cloud to be seen in the sky, and the sun won't wait. I believe that the time is right, don't let it slip away. Instead of dreaming about tomorrow, you can live today if you get away. I know a little place not far from town. Gotta go. It's a kind of pretty place, free up to down. Get away. I think if ever you decide to
Georgia Frame, great track.
And the
that
flame.
Was for Chris in America.
What's it called?
Get Away.
Oh yeah, of course.
For anybody this summer wants to get away.
Ease and schism. Somebody you touch us are right in the rhythm. See? Live and direct this year, watch all the human complex up and get here, that's it. Watch me. Because they rhythm it, cool rhythm it, nice rhythm it, sweet rhythm it, shit. Cause some of them are bigger than mountain, and them don't know how big, shit. Cause they cooler than them, cooler than ice, cooler than enough food. Cause they want to come test their rule, why, but them just can't do it. Only they want to tackle, but they want to be impressed. But they know that they have to call a rule, why come in live and direct. Cool. Wada da, wada da da da. Wada da, wada da, wada da dang da, wada da. Cause some of them big, some of them small, some of them kinda sweet. Some of them and girls, them and the world, they them jokes that look at the talk I eat. Cause they want to be nice, want to be sweet, want to be now and everywhere. Cause me sit them on the top of their wrist and they know they just don't care. Because they want to be test, want to be this, want to be the know and like all that. Cause they know that the talk I you may just a move for this spot. Wada da, wada da dang da, wada da. Wada da, wada da dang da, wada da. Thank you.
Cause you know some nice, know some sweet, know some better than the rest. Who knows it, they talk how you come catch him live and direct. Know me, all up and down. Know me, 6 foot two. And me, come in a dance and know me do it for you. Cooler, cooler than ice. Nicer, nicer than breeze. Ready for the nice up and in the dance. Because you know me do with the ease. For the man a one, for the man a two, for the man a two, for the man a three and four. Cause you know, so the talk how you make up it. Lap on your door. But enough for the girls, them a days, them just a like all me chat. Cause I ready man blues, ready man blues, ready man blues, ready man dad. Wada dad. Wada da dang da. Wada dad. Wada da. Wada da dang da. Wada da.
Do my dedication.
Oh yeah, I haven't done that yet.
No.
Okay, so okay.
Shall I do that next?
Right, yeah. Okay, you can carry on doing
that.
How often did you do these?
I'd things? Like to dedicate a song to my father who died 24 years ago today. And also I'd like to dedicate this to Pat's mum, who recently passed away, and Maggie's father, who's very ill at the moment. So anyway, this is a cheerful song, so let's all cheer up and listen to Bing Crosby and the Andrews Sisters.
Oh,
take it away.
Now you're talking.
To accentuate the positive feeling, mind it to negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In-Between. You got to spread joy up to the maximum, bring gloom down to the minimum, have faith or pandemonium, liable to walk upon the scene.
To illustrate his last remark, Jonah in the whale, Noah in the ark. What did they do just when everything looked so dark?
Man, they said we better accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In-Between. No, do not mess with Mr. In-Between. Do you hear me?
Oh, listen to me, chillin', Anna. You will hear about the eliminating of the negative and an accent on a positive.
And gather round me, chillin', if you're willing, and sit tight while I start reviewing the attitude of doing right.
Gotta accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In-Between.
You got to spread joy
up to the maximum,
bring gloom
down
to the minimum,
then
otherwise
pandemonium,
liable to walk upon the scene.
To illustrate,
well, illustrate
my last remark,
you got the floor.
Jonah
in the whale, Noah
in the ark. What did they say?
What did they say?
Say when everything looks so dark. Man, they said we better accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In-Between. No, don't mess with Mr. In-Between.
Come on, you're ready.
Oh, all right, okay, we're right. Off then. Now, the lady that's singing also plays the horn.
Ooh.
The mystery of their fading light that
Okay, well that, before we forget, was Valaida Snow from 1930-something. Duke Ellington, didn't write it. His trombone player wrote it, so you didn't, sorry. That's Caravan, anyway. It's fantastic. A well-known tune.
Is it time to bare our soul and open our heart and lay ourselves open to violent criticism?
Bare to the vultures of life.
Mm.
Okay.
So it's time we each played one of our very own tracks.
What's your turn?
Well, we toss a coin for this.
Time for a toss.
It's time for a toss.
Okay, I'm heads. My choice.
This is about a real mean snake that came out of the swamp one day. I found him in my jaw as I lifted the seat. There he was, all coiled up in the pan, waiting for my poor ass to come on down. He looked a real mean fucker, evil eyes, glistening fangs, yellow tail, shiny red skin. Was a red swamp viper, he got his eyes on. Was a red swamp viper, he got his eyes on me. I moved for my gun, he slithered out the pan. As we eyed each other in the gloom, we waited to see who would make the first move. Swamp viper, we got
got his eyes on me. He was a red swamp viper, he got it in for me. He was a red swamp viper, he got it in for me. Eagle eyes glistening fine, yellow tail, shiny red skin. He made a quick move and sank his fangs into my boot. My first two shots slammed into the wall. That motherfucker was fast. The next two just took off his head and down near most of my boot. But I got that sucker just in time, as I live to tell the tale of the red swamp viper in my jaw.
Talk about that one, Mark. That was your song.
Well, that was a Red Swamp Viper by Wombi C.
Now I'm going to play one of mine, and this one is an instrumental for a change.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for listening, dear listener.
Yeah, yes, well done.
Bodland.
Yes, I'm glad you made it this far.
We managed to get to the end of this farrago of people.
Yes.
And we'd like to thank our special guest star, Guru Greg, who stopped in unexpectedly and made such a valuable contribution
to the generalness.
The pleasure was all yours. And folks, if you're still listening in, why don't you fuck off out
of it?
We are the Minch people, not the Minch people, the Pod people.